As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
On today's show, the Knicks' nine-game win streak was snapped. There were celebrities courtside. Ah, normalcy. The Wizards' eight-game win streak was snapped. Washington loses. Normalcy. And Kevin Love is extremely frustrated and he takes it out on the court. Normalcy. And I'm a curmudgeon. Normalcy. Hey, kid, it was a fun 11-game night in the association. Let's get to it. I'm Tass Mellis, and this is what you need to know in the NBA for Tuesday, April 27th. Good morning, everybody. It was a blast in the association. 11 games. Let's get to it. Yeah, the hottest team in the NBA, the New York Knicks, were hosting the West number 2 seed, the Phoenix Suns. Yeah, you heard all that right. The Knicks' win streak was snapped at 9 games. Everything has been turning up Knicks recently. Knicks legend Charles Oakley even said Julius Randle was better than Zion Williamson earlier before the game. Okay. This loss was nothing to hang their heads about against Phoenix, though. Their streak ended admirably. The game went down to the wire with the very talented Suns. And the Knicks defense, which operates with such precision, decided to take the ball out of Devin Booker's hands, who had 33 points on the night. So Chris Paul said, I got this. He scored the final 7 Phoenix points on very tough shots. And you could tell Chris Paul was enjoying himself playing in the Garden. He then went over and shook LL Cool J and Chris Rock's hands. John Stewart had just left when the outcome was decided, I guess. Man, I hope the Knicks keep this up in the playoffs. It's just so great watching thrillers in Madison Square Garden. Their shooting almost seems fairy tale-like, but they play so hard and they know their roles behind Randle, who averaged 30 points, 9 rebounds, and 6 assists during the streak. It's hard not to believe they'll be in games, at least. As for the Suns, they went out east and beat 3 of the top 4 Eastern Conference teams on their road trip. They're 1 game back for the top spot in the West. Spurs, Wizards, another win streak snapped. Washington had their 8-game win streak snapped in what was an enjoyable game late, watching DeMar DeRozan versus Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook go at each other, and the defense is not offering enough resistance. I know the Wizards have been playing better defense during their streak, but even I'm not gullible enough to really believe in it. It went to OT. DeMar had a little more clutch shooting and playmaking in his bag, 37 points and 10 assists for him as the Wiz ran out of gas. It's great seeing DeMar so comfortable in that role in San Antonio. Bradley Beal had 45, hello, on 20 of 35 shooting. Westbrook, a 14-point fourth quarter. There's just a lot of talent in this league, even at the bottom of the Eastern Conference in this battle for the play-in tournament. Let's go to that. Cavs, Raptors. The shorthanded 13th-placed Cavs were no match for the best 12th-placed team in NBA history. Yeah, I said it. I know it's bold. The Cavs weren't in the mood to win this one. Kevin Love said, F it. Not doing it tonight. He just declined to inbound a ball, giving the Raptors 2 free points. It will be compared to last season when he fired the ball at his teammates. But this was more directed at the refs for not calling a push in the back. I'd say 80% ref hatred on that one, and only 20% teammate hatred. Kevin Love didn't talk to reporters after the game. The Raptors definitely still alive, for the play-in tournament with the Wizards' loss, but their schedule is tough the rest of the way. Kyle Lowry was asked about his chemistry with newish center Kem Birch, and he said, "I just want to get him paid." Love it. Love the honesty. Sticking towards the bottom of the East there. Bulls Heat. The Bulls match the rough and tumbleness, that's not a word, of the Miami Heat, playing as many seven-footers as they could down the stretch, plus Daniel Tice, who will never have a poor game again. Bulls out-rebounded Miami by 17 after a slow start. Nikola Vucevic, Lowry Markkanen, and Tice's 10 fourth-quarter points got it done against the inconsistent Heat. And even though they got closer to the play-in tournament with the Wizards' loss, I think this is the final hurrah for Da Bulls. Bulls play only one losing team amongst its last 11 games, and they struggle against the plus 500 teams. To the top of the West, this is wild. Utah, Minnesota. The Minnesota Timberwolves have won two in a row, and both against the best team in the NBA, the Utah Jazz. This season, somehow, the T-Wolves, who have the second worst record in the NBA, have beaten the team with the best record in the NBA. Three times. And overall, it's their first time winning consecutive games since the first two games of the season. And both against a good team. In fact, the best team. It is nuts. Utah led by 18, got out to that big lead, but D'Angelo Russell's smoothness brought them back in the second quarter. He hit six threes in the half, tying a franchise record. And his smooth layup was also the game winner, as Rudy Gobert just plain old left them wide open underneath on an inbound. Sometimes good teams just overlook the bad teams. Happened a lot in the association yesterday. Silver lining for the one seed Jazz, though. If they drop to the two seed, they can avoid the Lakers until the conference finals and rumble instead with the Clippers et al. Instead. Grizzlies, Nuggets. As someone who talks about basketball every day of his life, I kind of just want to write off the Nuggets, in all honesty. It would be easier for me not to think about their chances in the West. There are so many other teams with championship aspirations in the conference. The Nuggets have lost their incredible weapon, Jamal Murray, for the season. It's just a lot of teams out there. I know. I have a tough life. I just need one less team to think about. But the Nuggets will not go away. And on a night when Michael Porter Jr. got hot, hitting 12 of his 19 shots, there's no way Denver's going to lose. So when his teammate Facundo Campazzo was asked about Porter after the game, I wasn't sure if he was talking about Porter or my lousy attitude. Listen.
He's a terrible is good, right? No, not terrible. The opposite of terrible. He's a great shooter.
Hawks, Pistons, trap game for Atlanta. The Hawks had their third lowest scoring game of the season, 86 points, hit only four threes in a loss to hard-playing Detroit. Atlanta beat the number three seed Milwaukee Bucks the night before and then have two games with number two seeded Philly following the Pistons. No Trae Young with the ankle issue. Lost the guy who's taken his spot in Brandon Goodwin, who left the game with 3:17 left after suffering a serious injury. He was taken out in a wheelchair. X-rays were negative, though. Hawks are saying he has a left ankle impingement. Chris Dunn made his first appearance of the season. He's been injured all year. A lot of stuff going on with the Hawks. Kevin Huerter left the game as well. Hopefully it's just a shoulder stinger. Trae Young tweeted, because he wasn't playing, he was allowed to do that, and said, "Wait till we're all healthy." Lakers, Magic, Anthony Davis called it a must win. His minutes restriction was lifted. He had 18 points, and the Lakers won, snapping their three-game losing streak. Maybe it was driving around the Orlando area as we near playoff team time here, seeing the Disney Hotel where they stayed at for last summer's bubble when they won the ship that got them going. Orlando got one step closer to their championship. With the loss combined with Detroit's win, they moved into last place in the Eastern Conference standings for the first time this season. When they blew it up at the deadline, they had this exact scenario in mind. They have the third worst record in the NBA and have lost six straight. OKC Philly. Ben Simmons returned after missing four games, all Philly losses with an illness. The future Defensive Player of the Year helped lead Philly's defense to 27 OKC turnovers. After the game, Simmons declared, "We want that number one seed." They're one game back of Brooklyn and have a fairly easy schedule the rest of the way, and they own the tiebreaker. It's going to get interesting. The Thunder have now lost 14 straight. Mavericks, Kings. The Mavericks took the De'Aaron Fox-less Kings lightly. They got down early, and Sacramento eventually hung on. Bad loss for Dallas, considering they could have made some room between themselves and the 7th place Blazers to stay out of the play-in tournament. Luka Doncic was questionable with the left elbow bruise. but he played, probably should have just sat considering the way his team played. There was a lot of that in the association, as I mentioned. Last game here, the Pelicans blew out the Clippers, who took their talented counterparts quite lightly. And one note before we go, the Rockets' John Wall will sit the final 11 games of the season with a hamstring tweak. The Rockets are looking for that number one spot in the draft lottery as well. They currently have the worst record in the NBA, but injuries have hurt them this season. They have used 35 different starting lineups, well over half their games, and 20 different players in those lineups. That's it for me. Make sure you check out the full No Dunks episode here on Tuesday. I'll be back to give you the news as fast as I possibly can on Wednesday. I'll see you then.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.